From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. The Republican convention begins tomorrow in New York. Hundreds of delegates are already in the city, going to Broadway shows and getting in a little shopping. Tens of thousands of protesters are already out in the streets. And to preview the week's events, for the first half of the show, we're joined by NPR's senior national correspondent, Linda Wertheimer, who's at our convention headquarters in New York. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Jennifer.
In a moment, we're going to check outside on the protests. But first, Linda, give us a sense of the preparations inside Madison Square Garden. What's happening there?
There's still some work going on in construction. There is a pop-up stage being built for musical performances, which will rise up out of the floor. Screens for videos, of course. And then on the last night, they will rebuild the thing again, reconfigure it to a theater on the round, a sort of dinner theater thing, so that the president can go out to a circular stage where he'll be surrounded by delegates in order to accept his nomination.
Pretty elaborate there. How's the experience inside the center going to compare to what viewers are going to see on TV?
Well, if one could see the unadulterated presentation on television, it would look a lot like an awards program. There will be videos. There will be switches from videos to performers. There will be speeches, but there'll be a lot of change-ups, a lot of effort to make those things a little bit livelier by making fast-paced changes and putting in interviews with people in the audience, trying to keep it all moving very, very quickly. I think that, it'll be something like the Emmys and the Grammys, you know, where you see the speeches and they're not as lively as the rest of the program, but the rest of the program enlivens them. And I think that's the idea. I don't think they're going to be dancers, though. I think we may miss the dancers.
Probably, maybe no sleeping delegates either. It sounds like a pretty active show for those who are there.
And the interviews from the audiences will be done by people who are called convention jockeys. We don't know quite how that's going to work, but I think we can probably expect the questioning to be at least as hard-hitting as it has been during the Olympics. Things like, how delighted are you to be here, would be my question.